In 2019, I have a chance to went back to Vietnam before the COVID. And I have to run away from Vietnam because of COVID too. And so, you know what? I came there and the first day I realized that I need a hair dry because my hair, so you know, I love beauty. So that's why I went out to buy hair dry. And I go and searching, I'm thinking a lot, pro and con, because I say I don't have to stay in Vietnam so long, why I have to buy a good one? So I don't want to buy the cheap one. So I choose the moderate one. So something it can use at least for a month. Okay, so when I pick the one, I walk out to the counter, and I notice exactly now Vietnam start to learn about American, maybe a European, the style of after you pay and they will ask you to buy warranty, right? Exactly, whatever you buy in here, they will ask you to buy warranty, right? So the dryers cost only 10 bucks. But the warranty, they asked me to buy $5. And I say, a month, and I will throw away anyway. I will left back behind, and why I have to buy the insurance for almost a half price of the dryers? Not good. So I don't want to buy warranty. And so I brought home, and the first time I used just 2 minutes, it's burned out. And I said, oh, that is made in China. And you know what? The next day, I brought it back to the store. I say, only use 2 minutes and burn out. I want you to trade me the new one. And he say, I'm sorry, you didn't buy warranty. But I say, at least you still have factory warranty, right? At least I can still use, at least, do you have factory warranty? We don't do this in here. See, warranty. We buy everything, so we need warranty. Because we want to make sure that everything in our control, in our hands. Is that true when we deal with relationship with others? When your first time you met with your wife and your girlfriend, they say, are you guaranteed with me that you will guarantee with me you stay with me forever? Did she say yes? How much you pay? This is going. You pay for your life, right? That's guarantee. You know, this is something that is hard for a relationship. Because we're not sure. You know, when I become a priest, trust me, it's not easy. You know, when I start to come to United States, because I'm already 30, you know, I look at all my brothers and sisters, now they come early, they have jobs and everything. And I find my job in the time very difficult, that economies is so difficult to find a job. We have to go through, like, manpower articles, not directly accept into the company right away. That's a really horrible time. But this time, I just got a job, offered a job, beautiful job in Herman Miller. But you know what? That's why my family say, you are lucky. But it's in the time I said, no, I want to be a priest. Then I want to make pro and con again. I say, whether I chose to give up my job, leave everything I have now to go to do something that I have no future. I know that God will come and say, if you call me, yeah. I say, I think I desire to be a priest. Do you call me? But what happened in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years would follow you, suddenly it's not exactly, I not become a priest. Then I have to go back to the beginning again. You see that? Always, and they say, warranty to me. Give me guarantee that after I say yes to you, I will become a priest. I didn't hear God say anything. I didn't hear Jesus say, yes, Ben, just sign up and you will automatically, in 5 years, you become a priest. God didn't say that to me either. That's why. And I say, take me time, so many, at least so many months to fight with that. And finally say, okay, Lord, risk it all in, because I know if you chose me, and no matter you chose me or not, you still take care of me because I'm your son. I'm on in. You know what? That is how I feel. That is the man, the rich young man you hear in the gospel today. He's a good man. He's a good young man. He didn't do anything wrong because he observed all the rules. But when he come, he's looking for perfection, for enter to say, hey, teacher, teach me to find that. And Jesus looked at him with love. He loved that guy. And they say, leave it all. Come and follow me. You know, it's hard. That moment is hard for him to leave it all, because he didn't know the future to follow Jesus is what. If Jesus said, hey, I will let you become ministers, prime ministers of this country after I conquer the Roman, I'm thinking he will risk it all because he has guarantee. But you know what? Jesus didn't say anything. Jesus said, sell everything, give it to the poor, come, follow me. And that's why Peter, very wise that time, after Jesus said, I follow you, I give everything to you. What again? Peter very frankly about that. And Jesus say, you gain 100 more. Brothers, sisters, mother. Jesus didn't say father, because only one father he gained. That is God. And so you gain all things and houses. I say, that moment, I thought they not owe any houses. Why Jesus saying he gained 100 times houses? Because every house they enter into, they claim as their house. No matter we come to your house, we thought that is our family, because you are my family as well. The same thing, I feel like that. So I'm looking right here. I'm not talking. You know, this gives me confidence, because I'm not talking to people I don't know. I'm talking to my mother. I'm talking to my friend. I'm talking to my uncles. All of you are, that's my family. Then I think that whatever Jesus said to Peter become true, because maybe I love my mother, my biology mothers in Holland, but I gain hundreds more families in here. So I'm not alone. Trust me, any priest say I'm alone, not because he didn't outreach to find each of you as a family. And so I hope that you will take me as family, not only just say, okay, Father Ben, you will just be a Father Ben, okay? To stay away from my family. Are you okay with that? Hopefully, I'm not easy, and I'm not become look like ugly, a hateful for your family, right? No. Hopefully, you embrace me with whatever as a children of God. Okay, see that? So that's why Peter wants to know for sure. But you know what? Even though Jesus talked to the rich young man, he didn't guarantee at all. He didn't give you, okay, when you follow me, yes, you will find the perfect good. Not according to this world. And so the words of the first reading say, if you only can choose God, because with the wisdom and because the prudence that God gives to us, better than gold, better than material. And so let we thank God that to invite us, and sometimes we choose him more than others. But sometimes we fail, my brothers and sisters, because God, Jesus didn't ask 90%. Jesus asked you to leave 100% so that you can follow him. You know, sometimes we feel like this. Jesus, I give you almost everything already, almost 99% already. Just 1% like this, don't touch it, because that belongs to me. You know what? But Jesus won that 1%. Because that 1% is we, our heart, our mind, our desire attached to that. And Jesus, so really, he wants to take even that 1%. You know that? That is how in relationship. You know what this is? When you say to your spouse, say, hey, I want to commit my life to you. I give my life. That means 100%. Right? You don't say, honey, my life to you, but my money belongs to me. Is that 100%? No, see, that is something. It's because in the relationship, mutual relationship, we have to be give 100% to each other. If you hold something, is that true? Is that continue to have something not totally give? God totally gave to us because he gave himself to us totally. That's why he, greedy, he said, I give you 100%, then you have to give me back 100% of you. But you know, sometimes we fail. Not about financially. Jesus didn't even mention about financial, give up financially because this guy have that problem. But how about us? Maybe we don't have problem to give financially to the people. But maybe how about time? We have the problem to give our time to others, right? How many of you say, come and do something for with people? Oh, I'm so busy. This is 10% of times that you want to attach to. You don't give completely. Maybe how about Jesus say, okay, you are unforgive one person in your life. Jesus say, give that for me. And you say, oh, that person is not forgivable. That's I can hold for the rest of my life. See that? But Jesus said, no, you have to give it to me. Because you are mine. Whatever belongs to you, including your bad behavior, including your unforgiveness to others, you have to give it to me so that you can be joyful and be perfect. Maybe that is how we are lucky. And so today, we listen to the word of God. We already accept to enter into Jesus' relationship. We know that he will not give us any guarantees. But he only one thing he guaranteed to us that when you follow me, you will find joy, find peace, and find eternal life. You will have that. That's only Jesus' guarantee. But he asks us to risk it all, to all in. If you're gambling, you know what I say. All in. No reserve, okay? I know someone smiling, Father Ben. I'm not gambling, okay? But I heard about it. But you know, this is something. If you are in, we take courage. You have to trust in Jesus. Only that we can have courage to jump in and risk it all. And so let today remind us, and we ask ourselves, which of things in our life to hold back from Jesus when he asks for. We don't want to let go. We don't want to offer that to Jesus because it's hard, it's pain, it stops us to let it go. Maybe examine and maybe ask the Lord for the gift of strength to surrender to him.